responsibility of this council is to ensure that we are forwarding to the legislature options in each of these spots. So you know, from a timing perspective, I think we've had cancellations too, so it's not like we have a problem fitting in another interview. You know, there is many of us, I think, are wedded to process. Obviously, we did have a deadline. That's important. But I think Senator Bonhoff's comments about there are some circumstances where we need to exercise a degree of flexibility. I think this is probably one of them, just because it's a unique circumstance. So I'll be voting yes.
Other comments? Lois, would this individual be able to fill out an application prior to Friday?
The answer is I believe so. What I just briefly talked with Sally about after you and I had a chance to talk this morning is that we should forward him the application and say, would you be so kind as to, in essence, immediately turn around the name, rank, and serial number portions of that application, mm-hmm. and then forthwith the remainder of it. So having not had that conversation, but yes, I'm sure the answer is yes to that, because when he communicated, it is a he, when he communicated his interest, he said, you know, tell me what the next steps will be, mm-hmm. and obviously he knows there will be those.
Other comments? If not, are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. So
I will place a telephone call over the noon hour, and Sally is, I think, has already perchance hit send on the application, and we'll go from there.
Good.
Should we simultaneously address Friday or?
Sure, we should be okay with that. Correct?
Friday at 11:30.
Sure, that would work. Friday at 11:30. So if you can get that all communicated,
I'll do.
That'd be good.
Brady,
yes.
Since we are going to interview that person, can you share the name of the person with us at this point? Because we've approved them, and
right,
we're putting
right.
them
and
on
they have, yes,
the
and they
schedule.
Have said yes, mm-hmm. yes, correct. The name is Curtis Teberg, or Kurt Teberg, T-E-B-E-R-G, C-U-R-T.
Okay. Yes, Tim.
Mr. Chair, would it be possible also to do a couple reference checks before Friday, or just so
that
we keep
be,
the same process?
That would be most logical, yes. So in the noon telephone call, I will say, quickly ID some references and give us their contacts.
Excellent.
And
yes.
And, Mr. Chair, I would say any interview contingent upon the fact that they do complete the entire application,
absolutely.
Including the questionnaire, because I want to have the same ability to ask them the same, evaluate their answers to the responses like every other candidate.
Excellent. Good.
Mr. Chair, as I made that segmented application comment, my thought process was that could come in today's email and the subsequent information come in tomorrow's email, was my thought process.
I'm just saying, contingent upon, if we don't receive it, then he's not a candidate. Okay.
Agreed.
Good. Thank you. And by the way, thank you, Senators, for being back again and helping us, and new year going at, and all of you, thank you for being here again. Thanks so much. Jan, do you have any comments at this point? Something we need to, other than get ready for
the gauntlet,
a little break and fill coffee or water or an orange or whatever. And
45.
And
Chair Brady,
yes.
Some of us don't know some of the people that have joined the committee.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
It might be helpful
yes,
for
thank
us
you.
To introduce.
Thank you. Let's start over again with Carol. Introduce yourself and go around the room here.
All right, Daryl Thompson, president of Boulder Options, a youth program here in
Which one's this?
Daryl.
Oh, yeah.
My name is Barb Farrell. I'm from Eden Prairie, a University of Minnesota alum, and I've been a very active volunteer in a number of initiatives. The thing that takes the most of my time is I currently chair the advisory council for a nonprofit I helped start about 15 years ago called Caring Bridge.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Corey Miltimore, also from Eden Prairie. And I manage a government affairs firm based out of Chicago.
Oh.
Tim Hibsch, I live in Maple Grove.
Margaret Carlson, Minnetonka. I'm an organizational consultant for colleges and universities across the United States.
Thank you.
Bill Brady, an alum of the University of Minnesota. Three of my four children are also, well, one's still there, but two are alum. Booster of the place, love it. An attorney from St. Paul.
Chuck Armstrong, live in Woodbury. I'm also an alum, and I'm the managing principal of Propco Capital Trust.
Hi, I'm Dan Walter from Burnsville. I work in public affairs for a pharmaceutical company.
Oh, Sally Olson, I'm the council staff with the Legislative Coordinating Commission.
Ardell Brady, mayor of Rochester, and not an alum, but my money went there for two that are alums.
Lois Josephson, Fergus Falls, law school alum, and Greater Minnesota Development Services.
Aaron Street, I'm from South Minneapolis. I went to college and law school at the U. I'm CEO of Lawyerist.com, which is an online community of small firm lawyers.
Theo Menon, I am a student member, and I am a junior majoring in economics.
Kathy Matson, I'm from Burnsville. I'm an attorney in Burnsville.
I'm Harriet Porter, formerly of Woodbury, now of Chicago. And I'm a management consultant focusing on organizational change and human capital strategy.
Hi, I'm Jerry Rogers. I'm a family doctor from Moorhead, so I guess I might be the only guy from out of town here. I'm an alumni more than once, as are my kids. And, you know, I've enjoyed the time working with these people on the
I'm Bert McAfee from Mendota Heights. I am an alum as well, and I'm with the Lindquist and Benham Law Firm in Minneapolis.
Hello, everyone. My name is Paul Taylor. On Sunday, January 1st, I began the eighth year of my fourth career. I'm a serial mentor with the Rolodex of Kings.
Carrie Bonnop, a former state senator, and I was appointed on the committee as chair of higher ed, and so I'm now a citizen member.
Senator Eric Pratt, I represent from Prior Lake, CD2. I represent the communities of Prior Lake, Shakopee, Jordan, and six townships. And as of yesterday, I'm starting my second term.
Excellent. Well, thank you. Thank you much.
Take a little break.
Take a break.
And then, Bert, you will
to open some.